Money manager David Hale says uncertainty could persist for the next 2 months or so, but that after that, there will be more clarity. Mr. Hale told a Washington gathering he believes there's an 80% chance that the United States will launch a military attack on Iraq, but he's doubtful that that will cause oil prices to soar.
So the fact is, until this thing is really over, 6, 8, 10 weeks from now, there will be risks, and they could have an adverse effect on the economy, on the markets. But if, in fact, America does win a clear, decisive victory at a very low cost, if we can gain control of the oil fields quickly and protect them, then the outcome could also be, on a three-month view, very benign. The price of oil could fall back to $20 a barrel. We could have a major source of concern lifted, and this could set the stage for a much better economic environment this summer and this autumn.
Mr. Hale, who's based in Chicago and whose investments span the globe, believes the United States was very lucky to achieve nearly 3% growth last year. He applauds the central bank for pursuing a stimulative monetary policy and says the dramatic shift in government finance to an expansive fiscal policy is correct. Without a shift from surplus to deficit spending, he says, U.S. growth could have been zero or negative last year. Mr. Hale says there is little prospect for growth this year in Europe and Japan. Only China, he says, is growing rapidly. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.